The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I've kind of had a rough week. Some of you watching the video might notice. Those of you listening might see a little bit of lower level of energy. I had surgery on Tuesday, scheduled surgery, so it wasn't a surprise. But had back surgery, so I had a massive bulging disc. For those of you who know a little bit about backs, between L3 and L4. L3 and L4, the vertebrates at the lower part of the back. So I did that surgery on Wednesday. I am a little low energy today, still kind of recovering. I've got my brace on. I'm trying to stand, which the doctor recommends, standing as much as possible and walking around, which is kind of surprising because, you know, you kind of just had surgery. You'd expect the doctor to say, just lie down, don't move. Life flat, but that's not the deal anymore. Today, doctors encourage you to move and to be engaged and to get the muscles going. Although I am wearing the brace. I don't know how much you want to get into my personal history, but there are some interesting aspects of this. This is my third back surgery in the last 40 years. The changes are pretty dramatic. The first back surgery I ever had was when I was in the Israeli army. Many of you know, I served in the Israeli army between the ages of 18 to 21. First I was in the tank corps and, later on in military intelligence. And really the reason I shifted from the tank corps to military intelligence was really because I had back surgery kind of 9 months into my service. Actually, while I was attending tank commander school, I was destined to be a tank commander. You know, who knows what would have happened? What would have happened after that? But I had two massively ruptured discs. While I was in the military, I kind of went home on vacation just before tank commander school, and the doctors all said, you know, you have to lie down for a month and you have to not move and possibly surgery. And I said, to hell with you, I need to go to tank commander school. There's no way I'm skipping that. And I went right back, and within like 2 days, I realized what a massive mistake I had made. I was in unbelievable pain. I don't think I've ever been in such pain in my life, and I was losing feeling in my leg, and of course the military doctors had no clue. And ultimately it took about a week. I got back home and landed up in the hospital and landed up under the surgeon knife. And in those days when they did back surgery, they would literally rip you open. I mean, they would cut you. So I've got this long scar down the back. I had two ruptured discs. There were no MRIs. There were no CAT scans. So to a large extent, the doctor had to rip you open and go and look to figure out what was going on there. Two ruptured discs, L4, L5, L5, S1. So the two lowest discs in the back, in the lumbar area. So they had, you know, they had to cut through a bone. And it took months to recover. It was major, major surgery. I was in the hospital. I could barely walk afterwards, and they didn't encourage you in those days. They didn't encourage you to walk. They wanted you flat on your back. They wanted you lying down for a few days, and then you started walking. And when I first started walking, I couldn't feel my legs. Both my legs were numb. So you kind of, the legs bounced because you couldn't feel that you were touching the ground. But the leg knew it was touching the ground, so it bounced up, and you kind of didn't have complete control, complete control after this. Yes, two ruptured discs, no feeling down my left leg, pretty brutal, massive surgery and all of that. Not just bulging discs, sorry, ruptured discs. They were ruptured.